Thanks, Rob. Good morning, church. I'm John Sanosky, one of the elders here at LBCF. And first, I want to thank the lead team, JC and Barb, and Sam, our ops manager, the youth champions, the Gibbs, the Schmitz and the Lees, Mary, our church pastor, the prayer team, the hospitality team, the teaching team, the worship team, the sound and technology team, the elders, and all those who are working so hard, keeping us connected and holding us together during this crazy time. I feel your love, your care, your embrace, even though we can't do life face to face. And I want to give you a little piece of my heart right now. And I just want to tell you that I love this odd little church called LBCF. This community, this body of believers committed to following Jesus and committed to each other. I love that we're not monochrome, ethnically, racially, politically, economically, theologically, in practice or dogma, that we value diversity and we're committed to unity. Knowing that I don't have to or need to be right about a whole lot of things. In fact, believing I might be wrong is an opportunity for reflection, repentance, reconciliation, an opportunity to lean into disciplines that Christ calls me to, like humility, forgiveness, and putting others first. Oh, how I long for a community that allows me to be fully myself, a place where I can be wrong, a place to grow, to be challenged, cared for, and loved. And I know that's what LBCF is for some, what it's becoming for others, and what I want it to be for you. A place where you can say and will say, I don't agree with you, John, but I love you and I got your back. This is a community I want to give myself to with all its flaws and all its beauty. And now for the elder update. Next week, all the elders will be present in our gathering as we share our completed unity statement around LGBTQ. Please plan to watch or listen in. There will be an opportunity for some questions. Now let's talk about money. Through the end of May, the staff held our expenses below budget by over $26,000. A big huzzah to the staff. Unfortunately, for the same period, income was lower than the budget by $59,000. That leaves us with about $33,000 of shortage that will ultimately come out of our cash if we don't make up the difference with additional income. The elders would like to challenge our community to help us close this gap and preserve our cash reserves. I know it's a big number, but together we believe we can do it. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Ryan for some announcements.